You go to the country.
Well, I think the country is doing pretty good, from what I read. Doing just fine.
Well, that's good. I've had a very interesting week. Been seeing a lot of people, and
I think your Secretary of State did very good. Very good.
Yes. Did you see him yesterday?
No, I just read about it.
Yeah, he had a good program on the television, and he had a very good week with the OAS.
He really did. That's what impressed me. Yeah.
We think that.
I've always had very high regard for him.
We think that Uruguay will carry out the resolution, even though they didn't sign it. And if they do, that'll just leave a couple that are really questionable.
Yeah.
I got your note about the Life articles.
Yeah.
I just had one comment. I think that if they wanted to be very thorough, maybe you'd want to have someone that you trust to talk to, the only one that has much information, that is the primary source.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to do that.
Yeah, I think that I've seen all this Wall Street Journal, and there's a lot of politics in this. Are you doing comparative articles on the investments of both candidates, or is it just me?
Just you. We haven't got around to it yet.
Well, don't you want to do them together?
Do.
I always wondered how Kennedy stayed in 4 or 5 years with his and
fortune is a major job as far as it could be done about the basic Kennedy fortune about the old man.
Yeah.
We did that. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a piece of, that was one of the hardest pieces of reporting ever, mm-hmm. ever attempted.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's pretty modest compared to that.
I would just say this for your own private information, but your reporter can get the facts. But I have had a national auditing person since these blow-up stories take all of our assets and get all of my books and take everything I have, and my entire holdings are somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000. Period. Now, Ms. Johnson's and the children's are a speculative matter. No one can tell because you don't know what a property like a television station is worth. But we have used this as a basis. We've taken the only offer that's ever made to us, and we've taken the net profit and compared that to the net profit of the last 20 stations that have been sold by the FCC. And we've taken it up to the network and asked them to evaluate it. And the property made $162,000 after taxes. Now, being a shrewd businessman, you know whether that's worth $10 million or $17 million or near $5 million.
How small that property is.
Well, that's what it is. But what they started out doing, they said that first it would be 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We were offered 4 last year. Then the time the story got up, they said somewhere between 5 and 10.
Yeah.
Then by the time the journal got around to it, they said one person estimated it could be as high as 17.
Oh, I never heard that.
Now, what it is, it is a property that owes $1 million that we've been offered 4 for that made 162, in which I have never had any remote interest and have so declared by affidavit on file 20 years ago.
Well, that would be the best way of our checking with
ask whoever is responsible for preparing the article that can do anything about it. Talk to George Reedy and ask him to come down. And I wouldn't want it said that I wouldn't want to say anything for attributions, but by the time he got to it in the next 3 or 4 days, I think that you could have everything laid out that would show him the real facts of the matter, because there are no guesstimates about it. It's 4,000 acres of land that you paid $8 an acre for. It's a station that made $162,000. It owes $1 million.
Yeah. you got some bank stock.
No, not a share. Not a share.
Somebody has.
No, none of them have.
Family?
No, none of them. No, not a human. Not a human. It's confined to one company plus land plus municipal bonds.
Bank stock?
No, they're not any. Just not any. Don't have any at all. None of them.
Okay, Mr. President. Well,
we own some bank stocks. Ned Johnson and I both have owned bank stocks through our families down through the years. But before we came into the vice presidency, we disposed of all that stuff. We don't own a single share of bank stock, and we don't own a single share of stock on the exchange. The only stock she owns is in this company, and I own none. And I own some municipal bonds and some lots, some little land, and some interest in ranches, which I owe about as much as I paid for them. And incidentally, none of these stories have ever inquired as to anything about your debts.
Yeah.
They just talk about what you were.
Yeah.
And you'd be worth a lot on that basis, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't have any debt.
Huh?
I don't have any debt,
Well,
I've only had one stock in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have. That's the only thing. We've never owned a stock on the exchange, never had any investments in oil or gas or anything else. We've had to... Up before I was elected vice president, we had some stock in a little local bank and owned some other stocks in a few banks, but we own none of those.
Where are they going? Are they sold out?
Well, the foundation owns a few. I sold what little bank stock I owned in the Johnson City Bank when I became vice president. We felt that being vice president, you might have something to do with the controller of the currency, or they'd be examining your bank. So we shouldn't own any bank stock of any kind. We haven't since 1960.
All right, because now
not one share.
The assistant managing editor, his number two man, is Ralph Graves. I'd like to call him up now and ask him to call George Reedy and make a date as soon as possible.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Now, you handle this where he won't think that I am trying to... I want him to just have the facts available to him.
Yeah.